Well, Neil, you're obviously somebody that doesn't mind the late starts.
Yeah, sure. No, it always nice to have it. Well, we're staying a little out of town as well, so it's nice to get the mind right. Yeah, it's just been a good build-up the last couple of sort of weeks. So glad to have contributed finally.
303.46 at the end of day one. How good a total is that, bearing in mind the conditions?
Yeah, I think we definitely would have taken that at lunch. I think we've done quite nicely. I think we had a bit of luck, obviously, ball game past the bat quite often. Quite a few of their bowlers, some seriously good skills on offer. You know, when you play against Masters, he's always going to be testing you. So you really have to have a game plan and a bit of luck.
You say lunch, it was 70 for three at lunch, two quick wickets just before lunch. How tricky was it just after?
Yeah, I think Slug and I got a little 100 partnership, which was really nice. He batted, I thought, really well. You know, with Slug, he always scores. He just got to stay at the crease and he'll get runs. So I think that was probably one of the most important partnerships we had. And then quite a few of the guys played quite nice little 30s and 20s, which helped. But you obviously want the bigger target, but it's better than it allows a partnership to progress.
130 for all day. How important a knock is that?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit harder wicket. Sun was out, so it's always nice conditions to be batting. Well, for me anyway. I think it's just been a little bit frustrating for myself the last couple of weeks. As I said, I haven't got as many runs as I wanted to in the 2020. But having said that, we're through to the quarters, which is the main thing. So. It's just nice to be playing four-day cricket. Obviously with the Carberry injury, you needed a senior guy or someone to obviously fill that spot. And so I was delighted that I could get a run.
Now, Harbhajan Singh bowled a lot of overs, 20-odd overs today without taking a wicket. What is he doing on there? And, how well did you play to combat him?
Yeah, I think, he bowled it quite quickly. There wasn't too much turn for him, but as I said, there was a lot of bounce. So, you couldn't really run at him and hit him over the top because there was quite a bit of bounce. And, he's a world-class bowler. He mixes up his pace quite nicely. So I just, try to bat patiently, knock the ones and twos off. And then just try and rotate the strike, which we did quite nicely.
So, how much of the spinner is going to come into play on this wicket? Because obviously Danny Briggs is playing, so an extra spinner from Hampshire. Harbhajan there would have expected to have taken maybe a few more wickets today. As this game goes on, how important this spinner is going to be, do you think?
Yeah, I think obviously they've prepared it. I saw they had a brush or whatever it was to try and make a turn. It's the wicket they play the one-day game on. I know there was another wicket prepared. Obviously thought that one was going to spin. It's only day one, so hopefully it deteriorates from here on in and spin does come into play. But all in all, it looks like a good cricket wicket. I think if you apply yourself, you can get runs. And then with the ball, if you hit good areas, it's really tough out there. I think hats off for the Essex guys. They really ran in all day and hit some good areas. Swung all day. This Duke's ball, it's not like the Kookaburra back home. I think that Kookaburra would have been broken after 35 overs there. So it definitely doesn't get that much easier as the day progresses. So, you've really got to be concentrating.
It's interesting you mentioned the brush, because I know he did it, I guess, in front of all of you, but certainly in front of the manager, Giles White, and several others that were watching. They were brushing the grass just short of a length. What was going through your guys' minds?
Yeah, well, I couldn't see what they were really doing. It looked like it was a squeegee or whatever it was. I'm not too sure what it was, but obviously in the rules. So, I don't think it damaged the wicket that much. I think obviously they've got plans. It's like leaving the wicket green.